Good morning. Welcome to the Roundtable and welcome to this Tuesday morning. It is the 8th of October and it is 12 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. Good morning to you all. I hope you're all having a lovely, perfect day. We'll do whatever we can to try to protect that, although the news ain't good, so we'll see what happens.
In unmatched wisdom, I am having a perfect day.
I'm going to use that in every sentence I utter to my children and my students from here on in.
Yes, absolutely.
Great and unmatched wisdom. It's right up there with very stable genius.
Those people have no idea what you're talking about, so just tell them.
Well, these are all Trump quotes from the last 12 hours of tweeting.
Twitter storming.
Yes. So we'll get into all of that. We have a lot to talk about. First off, I would like to just if you indulge me for 4 seconds. It is Kelly and I are celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary.
Yay!
Thank you. So a very happy anniversary to my dear wife.
She's wonderful.
We love her.
Yes, we do indeed love her, and she's a very patient woman.
And that's good for you.
Yeah.
it really is. 25 years ago, and I should note that long gone now, of course, but this would have been my parents' 69th wedding anniversary.
Wow. You got married on the
same
parents?
Day.
Yeah. Why did you do that?
It just worked out on the calendar.
Well, I always tell people that I only really know of maybe 5 genuinely happy marriages, and yours, Joe, was among them.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, thank you very much. Alan?
One.
No, Alan's the other one.
I don't know of that relationship, Joe.
49 years.
That's an endurance race. My parents were 50. I wouldn't say that was really happy.
No, my parents were happy.
Yeah.
They were.
How long have you been married, Mike?
In the 40s.
Yeah. So, and that's a happy one.
It is. Very happy.
Yeah.
It's hard to make judgments about other people's marriages. But
yeah, because you don't know. I mean,
you don't
people
know,
put up a front
right.
to outsiders.
I can testify that mine is very happy.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Well, our wedding anniversary, our 7th wedding anniversary, is on the 14th. Of October, but in June it'll be 25 years.
Right. You had some legal challenges
to
overcome.
Yeah, we had some legal challenges. Right, which may be overturned. You know, you never know.
Well, there's a court.
I'd count the 25.
Yeah.
I
would just, will you be unmarried if they overturn that?
It was the end of a 17-year engagement is what I think.
Just don't join, Libby, just don't join a baseball team.
Why?
Well, because this guy joined the baseball team. The gay guy joined the gay team.
Right.
And it's coming
and
before the
fired.
Supreme Court.
That's right. He got fired.
Leading to the question, can you be fired for being gay?
That's right.
And this court is
going
to say yes.
Yes, you can be fired for being
Well,
gay.
It always seemed that, you could have a happy marriage if one side is subservient to the other. Oh, he's perfect when he really isn't. And you just put up with it. But a real happy a real happy marriage has to be equal. And there's respect and dignity on both sides.
Right.
And that's why I think it's so rare. So congratulations.
Well, I don't know. In my case, I am the subservient partner.
Yeah, what are you saying? And if you're happy, you're happy.
And it works out just fine.
Come on.
We once had a story.
May I have another Roselle?
Right.
Well, we once had a story in the TU about a couple in Schenectady that had been married 80 years, and their elderly daughter, who was in her late 70s, was planning their party, and the interview ended with this Polish couple, who were immigrant couple. How do you make a marriage last 80 years? And the guy says, what she says, do that.
Exactly.
Happy life. Happy life.
Exactly. See, listeners, we can talk about other things than Trump.
I got off the stage the other night of doing a Q&A, and I was moderating a panel, and I got off and Kelly was in the audience, and I said, how was it? And she said, it was good, except that your fly was half open and that you have a spot on your shirt.
And one having nothing to do with
the other.
Other.
Well, hopefully
thank
not.
You very much, Alan. I didn't even make that connection.
Hopefully not.
Wow.
And what was that?
But it ended.
Discussion about Joe.
You know, I don't know what it was, but it ended happily.
Okay, this is much better than talking about how we're all doomed and about to end in a cloud of dust.
All right, we're wasting precious time.
We are.
We have a lot of work to do. Not only not only in talking about stuff, we also have money to raise. Real quick, Libby Post is here.
Hi.
Good morning, Libby. Mike Spain, J.P. Miller, Rosemary Armeo, and of course Alan Chartok. We have we had a really good day yesterday in raising money for the Lockbox, and we want to. And then
wait. This morning,
that's
at
right.
7:45.
Because
I go
what
on.
Did you say? What did
I,
you
I
say?
Said, please, we did so well because somebody put $5,000 up. These challenges really work. People take them very seriously. They love the contest. Could somebody do something? And a wonderful friend, our friend Kimberly, called in and she said, Kimberly Kennedy of Saratoga Springs, New York. She said, to get to the $300,000 point in the drive, I will put up $10,000 if you can do that by 10:30 this morning. So how much do we have to go, Joe?
We would have to make $32,695 as of right now.
That's a
lot. Well, that's a lot of money.
Yes.
On the other hand, people love the contest of it. They love this business of the match. And boy, I hope that you'll all 1-800-323-9262, as I often have intoned, call your mother, call your brother, do everything you can to get this money into the box.
And I think it's worth pointing out that we made it yesterday. We made $30,000 on a $5,000 challenge. So I would think $32,000 out of a $10,000 challenge should be something within our wheelhouse. We need you, WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262. We should note we still have some Capital Steps tickets. I don't. We have a few left, which is good. So what do you want, 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well,
Mark her down.
Fewer left.
We'll get you on the list.
Yeah.
So 1-800-323-9262, $150 for a pair of tickets to go see Capital Steps. It's Friday, November 1st at the Egg. It is the 6th annual, am I right on that? 7th annual? 6th annual. 6th annual Capital Steps family event. So please be a part of it. Though whatever you can do, whatever you can put in the lockbox, it's less that we have to do when the fund drive starts 2 weeks from yesterday. And with all that's going on in the world, I think it's a dereliction of duty for us to be on while all the stuff's going on. We don't want to do that. We want it just over before it even begins.
Joe, wouldn't it be great? I mean this. Wouldn't it be great if we could go into the fund drive with nothing to raise, because we have to report on what's going on. You know, I'm thinking that Donald Trump is such a menace that it really does need to. I don't even like laughing when he says something really obnoxious about how great he is and the rest of it. I hate to do that, but I do think this is a time. You know, WBAI in New York, off the air.
That's amazing to me.
They're off the air.
I grew up with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell the truth. You know, I've been playing Kate Smith for years and years and years on the Fun Drive. That's where I got it from. They put, I don't remember who it was, but he put Kate Smith on and he said, okay, I'm going to play God Bless America until we have the money. And he just kept playing it over and over and over again. That's where it came from.
And then it became bad to play Kate Smith, and now they're off the air.
Yeah, right.
Play Kate.
Right. 1-800-323-9262. We desperately need you. Panel at WAMC.org.
$10,000.
$10,000. Can you imagine that? I mean, just think of how hard it is for us to raise $10,000. Someone is giving us $10,000, and we have to come up with this money.
But so why is she giving us $10,000? I mean, What a wonderful friend we have in Kimberly. Because I talked to her. She didn't want to use her name. And I said, please, let us use your name. Let us use your name.
And I think we should sing hymns to her.
What'd you say?
Sing hymns to her.
Yeah, we should. That's right, Rosemary.
What a wonderful friend
we have
in
Kimberly. Yes.
I get it.
We welcome you, panel at, I'm sorry, WAMC.org to help out in the lockbox. 1-800-323-9262. Operators are standing by.
Lewis Aluminum.
Our staff has pledge forms in front of them. They're ready to go. 1-800-323-9262. And of course, you can also just do it online. If you would like the tickets or anything else, you can go to the pull down menu. If for whatever reason you don't see what you want there, all you have to do is put it in the comment box and we'll take care of it.
It's the Dweets. You know, I had a girlfriend once, long, 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 long time ago, and her father used to just get impatient with her and wanted her to do whatever, you know, get her master's degree or whatever. And she just said, we would say, just do it.
Do
it. Do it. He'd say, do it.
And that's what you got to do. So we have an all-star panel this morning, and it should be easy. It should be easy to make 32,000.
Never easy.
But I'm trying to make it seem possible. All right, 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. A lot to talk about this morning. Let's go. We have, as you go to your phones and to your laptops, and you can listen to us while you do all this. It's quite easy. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. We have a lot to talk about. I want to start with the breaking news that the witness in the Trump-Ukraine matter has been ordered not to speak in the impeachment inquiry. The Trump administration, this broke 9:16 this morning, the Trump administration directed a top American diplomat involved in its pressure campaign on Ukraine not to appear Tuesday morning for a scheduled interview in the House's impeachment inquiry. The decision to block Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, from speaking with investigators for three House committees is certain to provoke an immediate conflict with potentially profound consequences for the White House and President Trump. House Democrats have repeatedly warned that if the administration tries to interfere with their investigation, it will be construed as obstruction, a charge they see as potentially worthy of impeachment. That from the breaking news from the New York Times. Rosemary.
Wow. Obstruction of justice. Mm-hmm. This past 2 weeks have been amazing. It's out in full view what has been done, and all of the talking points, I know we've been hitting this, are simply that, talking points that you don't have to have firsthand knowledge. The whistleblower and the president himself has admitted doing what is a crime, and Republicans still are, what are they saying now? I guess the latest thing is, okay, well, yeah, he did it, and oh, yeah, it was bad, but it isn't impeachable. If this whole set of behaviors that we have seen in the last 2 weeks are not impeachable, I simply don't know what is.
Here's the problem. It is impeachable. They've got enough votes to impeach him right now. Then the question becomes, so
it's
what?
The Senate.
To stick, make
yeah,
it stick.
What about
yeah,
the Senate?
And you know what? None of the other ones, none of the other two impeachments ever got to the Senate. I mean, Clinton was censured in the Senate. And I think that the fact that we no longer teach civics, people don't really understand the process, that if the impeachment goes through in the House and it's stopped in the Senate, because they're not even going to let it go through,
right,
it can still be used as a talking point that this man was impeached.
Right.
And
he,
period.
But
end
it could also be used,
just
I'm
like
sorry,
Bill Clinton.
Libby.
Right, just like Bill Clinton.
The election right after Clinton was impeached went heavy for Democrats.
But may I also mention that Bill Clinton went through a trial that lasted over 3 weeks. It was nearly a month. It was not just pushed through. It was a serious.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It is very different. I do agree.
Well, the other thing that I would remember about the Clinton trial is the longer you drag this out, the more ammo you allow the opposition to cloud the airwaves and cloud the message on this. And, you know, the president clearly did something that they have a transcript for. He admitted to doing it. I don't know why the Democrats are dragging this out. I would do it very quickly. And I think that just today, without the quid pro quo, I think you would get Republican senators to vote for impeachment. Maybe not enough to kick him out of office, but it would be a bipartisan on the Senate side. I think Rob Portman would be tempted to, Susan Collins, Mitt Romney, and that's just right now. I think you could get more.
Not Susan Collins.
She plays that same game all the time.
Yeah.
I broke with a longtime friend this weekend, and he sent a note saying, you know, I hesitate to write this because you're such a hater, which is the talking point for people who can find negative things to say about Trump. But, you know, I think what Biden did is potentially far worse. I just said, wow, I'm not even going to argue with
him. He didn't do anything.
He did something,
but it's certainly not as bad as what the president
did.
Exactly.
And it also is unrelated.
Right.
Yeah, right, Mike.
We have $29,000 to go, over that, actually, $29,800. So
that means we've raised how much? About
$2,000 or $3,000.
Yeah.
So it's 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org. We're filling the lockbox, but most importantly, I don't want to bury the lead here, we have a $10,000 challenge on the table. $10,000 if we make this.
Unbelievable, and thanks to Kimberly for that.
So that is incredible. So we have $10,000. We don't want to lose this. Anything you can do, everything you can do, 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org. All right.
And by the way,
yes.
Just Joe, for whatever it's worth, we have never lied about this. If you make it, you make it. If you don't, you don't. We have missed them in the past, and that would be terrible right now because we are trying to keep these airwaves open so that we can report on everything that this president and his people are doing. I mean, the idea that you would tell your people not to go up and to testify indicates that they know that if they do testify, there's going to be real trouble.
They're sunk.
So that was my next question. So what does this witness have to say? What would Gordon Sondland have to tell this committee?
The same thing apparently told senators, which is that he was dispatched to Ukraine outside of his area of assignment with a message from the president, do this or else you won't get your money.
Well,
he's already said it.
He's a very transactional person. He had his own hotel empire in the Pacific Northwest. I mean, he was not a diplomat per se.
Correct.
And that was when he was assigned by Trump after Trump's election, he was assigned to be the representative for the European Union. And Ukraine is not in the European Union.
Correct.
So, as you say, he's outside his area.
So where is this going to stop? Is anybody going to make it through to be able to testify?
Well, obviously not. If they think that, I mean, the only thing that tempts me to say something different is if these people wake up in the morning and they think that they personally face some kind of recompense for what they have not done. In other words, would they be breaking a law? If they are charged with something? Does their husband or wife, see what I did there, turn around and say, honey, you can't, I don't want to see you in a jail garb down the road. Maybe that would make a difference.
I see two points of hope. One is Mitt Romney, little weenie that he is actually getting the idea that he can make his place in history by leading the charge among Republicans against Trump. And if he takes that on with the passion that he took on, say, business or family life, we could see something. The second thing is the action in federal court.
He has a binder full of senators.
Yeah,
a
binder
right?
full of persuasive measures to use on senators. And the second thing is the action in federal court yesterday in New York, where a judge put the kibosh on the idea that Trump is above the law, and he did it in a long 75-page, strongly worded decision that
terrific decision.
I just want to go to the Supreme Court. How can they rule otherwise?
I'll tell you how. So,
all right,
easily.
4-3.
All right, we have to go to a break. However, you still have time to go and help us out on the lockbox. $10,000 on the line. 1-800-323-9262. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to the panel discussion this morning.
How are we doing?
We have $27,000 to go to make a $10,000 challenge. That's all to fill the lockbox, the gauntlet that was handed down. $10,000. We get to $300,000 in the lockbox. We get $10,000 from Kimberly Kennedy of Saratoga Springs, New York. We have $27,285 to go.
But we only have...
We only have about an hour, about
55 minutes. Now, I just walked outside. Phones were ringing, but not enough. We need everybody on a phone now, or we won't make it. Our good pal and founder of WAMC, Alan Miller, called in, and he helped us with a good chunk of change. But... you know what? One person can't do it. We need everybody on a phone to make this happen.
It is now, we're in the 26,000 Z's, So $26,000, 26,800 to go. So 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. Or online, WAMC.org. Don't forget the Capital Steps tickets, November 1st, $150. a pair, and those are going fast. But whatever you can do, whatever possibly, big, small, in the middle, please. We need you right now. $10,000 at stake.
John, one more thing on
yes,
that.
Yes, sir.
That is, I know that people like the premiums, and you can have whatever premiums you want from the premium list and all of that, but this is really to continue this radio station. And when you look at what's just happened to WBAI in New York and the fact that they are literally off the air, it's a terrible thing. But what it does show is that these things can happen and will if people turn their backs.
I mean, that there we've always talked about the fragility of any radio station like mm-hmm. ours, that they do have an off switch, and unfortunately, BAI's was turned off. So that can happen.
And we can't let it happen here.
We cannot let it happen here. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, 1-800-323-9262. All right, let's go back to what is happening, and as far as the witness, I mean, this is all playing out right now in real time as people are talking about what this means and what the next steps are. So that will obviously be a big story today as it continues, as it should be.
So what does so let me ask the panel this question. What do the Democrats do? They subpoena, right? They say you have to come. If they are ignored, then what do? They're not putting them in the Capitol jail. What are they going to do?
They continue the investigation without him, just like a reporter who gets a source who says no comment mm-hmm. and then comes up with their story. In this case, it would be an impeachment without that information. I think it's grounds for another article of obstruction of justice. Then you put up your disgrace wrestling coaches who spokesperson.
You're talking about Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio speaking out about the ranking member of the Oversight Committee. Okay.
Right now, it does look like these members of Congress on television look like they're backstage at a professional wrestling match talking about why their manager or why their wrestler is not out in the ring.
Exactly.
Well, I think the thing we have to keep...
It looks sweaty. Yeah. Go ahead.
I think the one thing we have
looks
to keep...
Guilty.
I think the one thing we have to keep our eye on here is why is all of this happening? Why do the senators sit there and refuse to say, okay, this is serious stuff, we have to do something? It's because of the larger issue of privilege in the United States. People are afraid, the Republicans are afraid that people of color, people of tan are coming at this stage of the game and are going to be a majority, which we know is true, in this country. And this is a fierce, fierce resistance to all of that. So when you say keep them out of this country, that's part of it, right? I mean, that has to be seen as part of it. When you see the kind of, absolute... feeling that we are privileged and we deserve to be privileged and we mm-hmm. are going to be privileged in the future. That's what this is all about.
And anybody who challenges my privilege is the other and deserves to be beat up.
That's right.
Deserves to be belittled, deserves to be put in jail.
And yeah. Meanwhile,
I mean, this has always been about race.
We've always asked the question of what will it take to have Republican senators go against the president, and we learned yesterday it's Syria.
Perfect
yeah.
transition.
Yeah. So
it's not Syria. It's defense of an ally.
It's defense of an ally. Right.
So while I hate that it took that long, it's really great that they're doing it.
This is Mitch McConnell. This is Lindsey Graham. President Trump throwing Middle East policy into turmoil on Monday with a series of conflicting signals after his vow to withdraw American forces from the region touched off an uprising among congressional Republicans and protests by America's allies, defending his decision to clear the way for a Turkish military operation. And this was all after a phone call with the president of Turkey against America's Kurdish allies in northern Syria. He announced a White House statement on Sunday night, said it was time for us to get out and let others figure the situation out.
This is the perfect breeding ground for another 9/11 situation.
Yeah.
You know, we went into Afghanistan, they ostensibly to help. They didn't like what we did. That's how we got 9/11 and Osama bin Laden. This is another perfect example of how we can breed another group of terrorists who will target the United States in the same kind of way. We're doing it in the camps and the cages for these children that the immigrant children that are still in camps and cages. It's another breeding ground for terrorism. We don't recognize the terror and the what we are doing to our own country by doing this kind of policy willy-nilly.
I want to get to the letters, but the president tweeted as this rebuke came out from Republican senators, again, including Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham. He wrote on Twitter, as I have stated strongly before, and just to reiterate, if Turkey does anything that I, in my great and unmatched wisdom, consider to be off limits, I will totally destroy and obliterate the economy of Turkey. I've done before.
Including his two hotels that he owns there.
The great and powerful Orange Menace. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, it's psychiatrists must be looking at this saying, what have we done?
One thing to note, he did not get the U.S. into this mess, and he didn't get us into Afghanistan. And a lot of people agree that we shouldn't be in there. The problem is, if we pull out now, we abandon allies, the Kurds, who helped us defeat ISIS, and they have 10,000 prisoners in camps. And if they go, if they're let go, you know, because the Turks run in to Syria and chase out the Kurds, and these people leave, it's just going to explode ISIS all over again, and we're going to have to go back in if we want to defeat ISIS.
I mean, this is about honor. The Americans said, help us. They courted the Kurds. They asked for the help. They promised that they would be protected against the Turks. They promised that. And now now Trump is saying, oh, they got a lot of money for it. It was in their interest anyway.
And they haven't done enough.
Really, as an American, you cannot condone this. It's when I think of the misery this will cause in the Middle East, it is a danger. You're right, Libby, to the United States, but the Middle East is going to be destabilized by all of this.
Also, you talked about psychologists a moment ago, but this has been in the craw of the president for quite a while, to the point where this is why Jim Mattis
left. He lost Mattis over this, and now he's doing the same thing.
Right. And it came at the end of a conversation with Erdogan, where he was talking about trade policies and tariffs and things, and at the very end, Erdogan brought it up, and he said, oh, yeah, we'll get those guys out of there. Yeah, it was like that. Yeah. Almost that way.
Well, we don't know because we don't have a transcript of that conversation. Perhaps Erdogan has dirt on Biden, and that's what he was after, or dirt on China, who we don't know we ought to be suspicious at this point that when he's talking to foreign leaders, there's undue influence because of things that he wants personally. It might be business interests in Istanbul. Mm-hmm. We don't know.
When we started this program, we needed $32,900. We now need $23,000.
But we only have about 45 minutes.
We have 45 minutes, and we have a $10,000 challenge to fill the lockbox. And this is all, look, I know people are going to complain and say, why are you raising money during the
Because that's
the
what
panel.
We do.
But we're doing both.
Look at WBAI, and that's why.
And it's very, very important that we keep doing this. So we want to keep going. 1-800-323-9262. WAMC.org. Let's take a quick break, Alan, and when we come back, we'll go right into the letters.
Okay,
all right?
Joe, sure.
Okay, we'll take a break. In the meantime, you can go to your trusty device, WAMC.org, 1-800, maybe that device is a phone, 1-800-323-9262. We'll be right back. Well, I don't know. If Flats and Scruggs doesn't get you to the phone, I don't know what's going
to.
We're in the 22,000s. These $22,800 is what we need. Why do we need it? Because we have $10,000 on the line. $10,000 challenge from Kimberly Kennedy of Saratoga Springs, New York. She, Alan, made a plea this morning. She answered the call and said, okay, $10,000. You make that, get to $300,000 in the lockbox, and you do it by 10:30 this morning. We started needing 33,000. We're now down to 22,000. So we're making progress. But
it has to be done
to do.
Now.
45 minutes to do it in.
And I'm worried.
1-800-323-9262. So if we have a little tremor in our voice, it's because you're going to lose $10,000. Think if you were given a $10,000 check and you accidentally put it in your coat pocket and you sent it off to the dry cleaner. Bad, right?
Right.
Yeah. You don't want to lose
all
it.
The time to
this
me,
gets
yeah.
it back from the dry cleaner.
Ladies,
that's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're all in this together. It's that simple. We made this radio station together. Let's keep it together. Everybody on a phone now, please. I'm asking you. This is so important. If you do it now, it's worth so much more than if you do it, you know, in 50 minutes from now.
That's right. And it really, really, really is of the utmost importance that we get a $10,000 challenge. $300,000 in the lockbox. That's great, but we have to get there, and we can get there by 10:30 if everybody just does it right now. You can listen to us in the meantime. WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262, as promised, letters.
Okay, Peter says he will feed the Ukrainians to Putin, but first he will feed the Kurds to Erdogan. That's from Peter. And Carl says, in my great and unmatched wisdom, in quotes, the Wizard of Oz said something like this. Then Dorothy unmasked him to show who he really was. Where is the Dorothy when we need her? That's from Carl.
We're right here.
I would point out, ultimately, it was Toto, but still.
Right. Right.
You make a point.
Right, it was Toto.
A lot of Wizard of Oz metaphors today, huh?
I'm looking for
There's
the dog.
There's nothing better. There's nothing better. I think
maybe
the Wizard of Oz.
Maybe Mitt Romney can take his off the car roof and right.
And
help
and Mike Pence oh wants gosh. those ruby slippers, so you know how it is.
Here we go.
Jesus.
Dan says...
I think that might be slander.
I think it might be true.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Dan says, Syria, Russia, and finances. If there are two things this maddeningly inconsistent president is consistent about, it's protecting Russia and his own financial interests. Even the Syrian pullout illustrates this. It strengthens the Russian position in Syria and the Middle East and perhaps indirectly protects Trump's reported financial holdings in Istanbul. I believe that Mr. Putin has a substantial dossier on Trump and the Trump Organization's financial dealing in Russia and Eastern Europe, and Trump will do anything to keep the information under wraps. Time to impeach and remove? Yes, of course, says Dan. And then we heard from...
While you're doing this,
I was going to say this.
WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262. $22,000. We're at 21.9.
We're
so
getting
21.9.
Close.
We're getting very close.
Okay, Paul says, what's good for the goose? Hello, panel. Congressional and Senate Democrats should take a page from the Republican playbook regarding Trump's proclamation of great and unmatched wisdom in abandoning our Kurdish allies in the fight against ISIS. Just for a few hours, begin any press interview response with, the president was, quote, only joking. If Trump wasn't seriously asking Ukraine and China for dirt on Biden, then he couldn't possibly be serious about leaving Kurdish forces to face Erdogan with wrath or to leave Syria's fate to Assad, Putin, and Khamenei. Perhaps hearing their own feeble response to such outlandish ideas and claims might snap our Republican colleagues and their supporters back into reality. If there was ever an opportunity for Republicans to rid themselves of this integrity-sapping virus, this is it, says Paul.
21.5 left to make.
Oh
1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org.
No, go ahead. I like that integrity-sapping virus. Very,
yes.
Very cleverly put.
And Kevin says, testifying. Clinton had to testify when he was impeached. Is Donald going to get a pass to remain quiet like he did with the Mueller investigation? Of course. And Nicole said, thank you, Libby. You're right. Civics needs to be an educational priority in schools. We live in a democracy, after all, so people should understand how it is intended to work. And that's from Nicole. You know, I keep thinking about that. We need more civics. We need more civics. We need more civics. And what do you think that civics teacher will be saying in Alabama?
Yeah, right.
In other
She'll
words,
be saying,
cool.
Adam and Eve.
Cool.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And there's a new book. Oh, sorry.
Well,
go ahead.
The other thing in all of this is that even Pat Robertson weighed in on the Syrian issue.
Oh, well, see, that is a very respectable saying that Trump
was going to lose the mandate of heaven by doing this.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my goodness. There's a new book out by James Stewart, wonderful, amazing investigative reporter.
He's the best.
Yes. Looking at the Trump administration and the Mueller report. And it's really interesting because it looks at Rosenstein. Why was he so implacable, a foe of any interference with the Mueller report? Even at one point, and Stewart reports that it was not a joke, saying, I'll wear a wire, maybe we have to look at the 25th Amendment, and then he's standing there with Bill Barr as Bill Barr deliberately mischaracterizes the report. Yeah. And it all happened, it swung around, timelines always point this out. The day he went in, to the White House and is expecting to be fired. The White House office was preparing the press release saying he was going to be fired, and he came away with his job.
With a smile on his face and with Trump's arm around him.
Did Trump make a transactional deal with him?
Yes.
You will keep your job, but this is what you will do. Very intriguing.
James Stewart will be on the show on the 17th.
Oh, amazing.
No, he's been
I just did a commercial for you.
Yeah, Deep State is the name of the new book. Yeah, good stuff. All right.
Okay, Jill says, could they testify anyway? Could the people Trump tells not to testify just go and testify anyway? If so, what would the consequences be, if any? They're not getting there, folks. Eric says, Dems need to act. If the Dems do not immediately head over and put Sondland, in prison for contempt by ignoring the subpoena, there will be no hope anyone testifies. Enough of letting inmates run the asylum. And Chris says, political effects and of impeachment. The argument that impeachment would provoke Trump and the GOP to deploy bad faith, dishonest rhetoric leans very heavily on an assertion that Trump and the GOP have refrained from this type of rhetoric up until now. Is that true?
No.
Well, we figured that out. $19,000 to go.
Oh, boy.
$19,000 to go.
Come on, everybody. On a phone, please.
$10,000 challenge.
This is not going to be easy. We only have about 37 minutes. Is that right, Joe?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And Eric says, the Supreme Court, good morning, panel. Alan reminded us earlier this morning that the last presidential election was about the Supreme Court as much as anything. He is right again. I like that sentence. The GOP long game has mean to nail down the courts as their domain, and that strategy is about to pay off bigly and will continue to do so for decades. Thanks for the great show. And that's a very good friend, Eric from Richmond, Massachusetts.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. Very important thing going on besides our discussion about these most important issues. But we have a $10,000 challenge on the table from Kimberly Kennedy in Saratoga Springs, New York, to get us to the $300,000 point in the lockbox. You'll remember that we have $1 million goal. The fund drive officially begins 2 weeks from yesterday. And so to get to that $300,000 in the lockbox, we have $18,722 to go.
That means if everybody gets on, does $100 or $1,000 or $500 or whatever you can do, or $10, we'll make it. But if people turn, then you got WBAI.
And remind BAI off the air today. So, yes, that
it happens.
It happens. 1-800-323-9262. And again, we all just want to keep, yes, we're making money this morning and we're talking about it, but we're also talking about the issues and we want to keep doing that. So please allow us to do that. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262.
Can you imagine the president in the White House picking up the telephone and telling Pompeo, you can't let that guy go up there. You can't let that guy go up there. Because if he does, it's all over. Put a stop to it.
So you look at that and you think to yourself, I asked this question before, but who's next? And who are you not going to, are you just going to stop everything? And then is each count going to be an obstruction of justice? And at what point do people say enough?
Well, this is going to land in court.
Yes, but what's the enforcement mechanism, Mike? That's the question.
If the Supreme Court of the United States orders the White House to release documents or allow people to testify, I can't imagine that they would be prevented from doing so.
And Mike, if a horse just flew through the studio here, I couldn't imagine that a horse could fly through the studio. But I'm telling you now, this
Pompeo is the surprise. You know, he's a West Point, top of his class at West Point. He was a congressman from Kansas who, was a pretty staunch critic of Trump during the 2016 campaign. I think he was a Rubio guy. And now he is just completely embraced Trump. And it's so contrary to everything he's been up to now.
There's lots of that. Lindsey Graham, Mark Rubio, Ted Cruz. Why are any of these people supporting him?
I did forget how much I disliked Marco Rubio until he made that comment about that Trump just says these things to bait the press. And yeah. He just said he was talking to China because he was baiting the press.
And that's a good answer.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
It's a Trump talking point. That's all it is.
1-800-323-9262 to get to this, to make this $10,000 challenge, $16,700 to go. So 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. And so what do you think, does President Trump, is he at all worried that Mitch McConnell is upset over Syria?
The prediction is he'll walk it back as he did after Mattis, mm-hmm. as he's walked back many times when Republicans actually stand up to him.
And he also needs McConnell right now more than McConnell.
I was going to say
him.
That's what. Yeah. Sure.
But this doesn't mean that those guys are going to vote for impeachment or for conviction on
well,
impeachment.
I think that what you're seeing here is Trump going back to his playbook of delay, delay, delay. Every mm-hmm. time he's been in a court fight through his entire life, he's been through more of them probably than anybody on the planet. It is litigate, delay, delay. And I think that the Democrats mm-hmm. have a little bit misplayed that they're trying to prove a quid pro quo. Why try to prove a quid pro quo? Mm-hmm. Quid pro quos are always very hard to prove. We've seen that here, right here in New York State. When you know something is corrupt, but in a court of law, you can't prove a quid pro quo. Why not put this to a vote now? It is totally inappropriate for a president to ask a foreign leader to investigate a potential political opponent. Why try to prove a quid pro quo?
Yeah,
all right.
I agree.
We have to take a break. We have $15,186 to raise.
Oh, boy.
$15,186 to raise.
Palpitations.
Thank you. We had $33,000 to make at the beginning. We now have $15,100 to make. So we have 31 minutes to do it in. 1-800-323-9262. So while you're listening to Ray Graff give the news, you also can go online to WAMC.org.
Remembering all the time, we cannot make it without you.
We need you desperately, and we really need you because we have a $10,000 challenge, and good Lord, we cannot lose that. 1-800-323-9262. Think about it. $10,000. 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion. Alan Chartok, Rosemary Armeo, J.P. Miller, Mike Spain, and Libby Post with us this morning. And we welcome you to join us, panel, at WAMC.org. Just gave Alan a new stack of letters. We'll get to those in just a second. Meanwhile, you'll remember we started the program needing $33,000 to make a $10,000 challenge from Kimberly Kennedy of Saratoga Springs, New York, to get to $300,000 in our lockbox. We now
old friend Kimberly, who's been so good to us.
Indeed. We now need $9,600. $9,600. So really, everything you do now is doubled because that's the
no question. So 96 people at $100, right?
Yeah.
Would do it. So
so
everybody get going because
my sister just texted me that she put in a pledge. It's her first time ever. Thank you very much, Kate.
That is lovely.
There you go.
Very
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
Does she shimmy?
I
really?
That's really, really, really. That's so bad.
1-800-323-9262.
Does she shimmy like my sister, Kate?
I don't know.
It's an old song.
It's a wonderful song.
You have to go way back.
Way, way, way back. I don't know.
Way
that
back
cultural,
into the wax charts.
Right. I don't know that cultural reference.
$9,200 now. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. While you are busy helping us get to that point and to get to the to make the $9,200, Alan will go to letters.
Yes. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Alan.
And thank you again, Joe. Okay. Stacy says, Turkey and Trump. Hi, panel. I think it's something more sinister. Turkey has the goods on the murder of the Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi, and Trump knows that it will be bad for him and his Saudi friends. Would love to read the transcript of that call.
Oh, me too.
Civics is taught in New York State public schools the senior year. PIG, in other words, participation in government. And that's from
is that
Stacey.
A requirement for every senior?
Yeah,
wait, boy, it's
that's,
not
that
building
is a
benefits.
Bad acronym.
Yeah, it is a bad acronym.
Yeah.
$9,000. Go ahead.
Okay, Joe. pardon me, 25th Amendment. Hi, panel. Are acting cabinet secretaries able to act to remove the president? I am concerned that he has increasingly erratic behavior. Pardon me. Won't have the consequences apart from impeachment. Regards from Kevin.
Well, hasn't anyone who has stood up to him that would do that is gone, right? I mean, I don't know who.
Right. I mean, they're
Who are the acting cabinet secretaries that would?
People are reaching.
They'd have to invoke the 25th, and it would be difficult.
Yeah, and people are reaching for.
Does he have any remaining original Betsy DeVos is an original?
Yes,
she's Ben Carson.
Right. Ben Carson, and Rick Perry's leaving.
Rick Perry.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's right.
He said yesterday he's not leaving.
Really?
He changed his mind.
Yeah, well, he said that's a rumor. It's not true.
Yeah, just wait
but
until
also,
November.
But also, what's our former lieutenant governor's husband?
Wilbur Ross.
My sister, Alan, says she's rescinding her pledge because of the shimmy comment.
Too late. Too late. Oh, God, it's already been put through. There are no refunds.
Gotta add in the money. Yeah,
right. No refunds.
All right. $8,300, ladies and gentlemen. $8,300.
And
go ahead.
Frank says it's three things. Hello, panel. The Trump-Syria pullout can be boiled down to three things. One, pulling the troops from Syria was a campaign pledge. Two, Trump has two hotels in Istanbul. And three, Trump listens to dictators Erdogan. Mm-hmm. It's time to take up the 25th Amendment. Yeah, right. Frank, who wrote the letter, you take up the 25th Amendment and it will be silence in the room. I mean, you need the 25th Amendment is very specific as to what you need in order to invoke it, and you don't have the players or the horses.
You know, without public support, it would be disastrous to try to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove Trump from office under the guise that he's incapacitated, which, you know, people wouldn't agree with. He's capacitated. He's just nuts.
Yeah, he's got that capacity, all right.
Here's a letter wrapping me over the knuckles, probably deservedly so. Good morning. I think it may be counterproductive to use the conservative framing of the rise of minorities in this country as saying people of color will be in the majority. People of color are not a monolith, and allowing this framing to be the de facto classification of voters creates a false narrative that all people of color share the same political interests, while oppression and systematic racism certainly affects all of us. People of color majority terminology allows us all to be lumped together and further silenced and utilized by the Democratic politicians as a default voter base. Thanks for the great show. And Mike, thanks for the great letter. Appreciate it.
Can I defend Alan, though, against this? Because you did not. What you were doing was voicing the view of the white, now majority, soon to be minority. And they do see people of color as a big lump against them. That's exactly the fear that they
exactly.
have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Alan was expressing.
That's the fear that some have.
Some white people fear that in the minority their lot will change and they won't have the entitlements that they've enjoyed for centuries.
I'll tell you why I think it was a good letter. Because what I say, Rosemary, thank you for that, may be true. Nevertheless, it doesn't help mobilize middle-class voters to be on the right side. And I think that that's a very good point. And Tom says, holy cow, I agree with Trump, sort of. I agree we need to disengage from the Middle East in our role as overlord. But unlike President Trump's idea, I think that President Obama's idea of giving a timeline, while still dangerous and disruptive to the area, at least lets everybody on all sides know what is coming and when. When President Obama gave a timeline for leaving Afghanistan, the Republicans went kind of crazy. I'm disappointed they don't see the two withdrawals similar in nature, if not execution. Well, Tom, that's interesting, but it is the first time we have seen a massive Republican turnout opposed to what this president is doing.
You know, it isn't just that he wants to get people out. I mean, I think most of us do want that.
He wants to
but
lead them
he
to
consulted
slaughter.
No one. He didn't talk to our allies or the Kurds, who are the most affected. He did this after a call with Erdogan, which raises really big questions about what was said, what was promised, what was threatened. We don't know where Putin stands
on this
other than he has to like it. He said he talked to everyone, and there's no evidence that he talked to anyone. Yeah. He tweeted in the middle of the night, right after the call.
Hey, Joe,
right.
Joe,
one point is he is the commander in chief. That is not an impeachable defense. That may be totally incompetent and the wrong decision, but that's not an impeachable defense.
Well, but what would be impeachable
if
is
he made a deal with Erdogan.
Right, if it's at the behest of Turkey.
1-800-323-9262. We need $6,833.
Oh, wait,
$6,833. We have about 15 minutes. 17 minutes. You're right.
17 minutes. Let's go, everybody. We're getting so close. I can feel it.
$6,883.
Mine heart palpitations are getting worse.
Mine heart.
Yeah. Okay. So so let's go to another letter. Let's see. Did I read Tom? Yeah, we did. Thank you. And Jim says, unmatched wisdom. I and my great unmatched wisdom, Trump. Now, Trump is going to say this was a joke. But as Freud said, maybe he said, there is no joke. So you say it, and your defense is always it's going to be a joke.
He jokes about this a lot.
Yeah,
do you remember, I'm the only one
this.
Who can save you, and I am the chosen one. There's a whole pattern of these grandiose, I am God, like comments.
But he thinks it works.
Yeah, he does. Well, I mean, how come it didn't work for John Lennon and it did for Donald Trump? Remember when Lennon said,
we're more popular than Christ now? And he said it sarcastically, saying that's a bad thing. But he was banned from radio stations.
Exactly.
Because of it. Yeah.
And look at now. Look at how far we have dropped.
That's right. Yeah.
So I and my great unmatched wisdom, says Trump, who says something like that in public? Who says that? What kind of man proclaims great unmatched wisdom to the world but a stone lunatic? I cannot stomach this damaged, disgusting man. A man who will turn his back on anything or anyone to suit his own great unmatched, tiny, slimy needs. And that's from Jim.
Tell us how you really feel.
$6,000 to go, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, boy.
15 minutes, $6,000.
Why are you doing this to me?
$10,000. To make 10, we need 6. 1-800-323-9262. And don't forget, we started needing $33,000. We're now down to the last $6,000.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That's so close. And yet, water, but not a thing to drink.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. You can also do it online, wamc.org. I wanted to just read a negative letter.
Uh-oh. Negative about us?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Just because I disagree with it. We've made a pledge and turned off the radio. This pre-fund drive is so annoying and disrespectful to serious listeners who know the difference between serving the station's purpose and just shamelessly shilling.
Well, okay. You know, people will do what they want. There are people who sit home and they look in the mirror and they look down at the floor and they say, how can I ruin somebody's day? Ladies and gentlemen, we're doing what we have to do to keep this radio station alive. If you don't believe it, look at WBAI in New York. That's New York City. A lot of people. Okay, it's a left-wing radio station, no question. But you think there aren't a lot of left-wing people in New York City?
But if you can have your cake and eat it too, and do the show and raise money as opposed to doing a full-flown fund drive, and would the same gentleman be complaining if something major was going on, as it seems to be happening every moment of every day, and we were not?
And the answer is yes.
Yeah. So I just, you try to balance that, and, well, there you
okay,
go.
Okay, so how many? We have 13 minutes.
$5,800 to go.
13 minutes, $5,800.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, save us from the Cossacks at the door.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323. We've been married a long time. 1-800-323-9262. How about the identity of the whistleblower? House Democrats consider masking the identity of the whistleblower from Trump's GOP allies in Congress. They're thinking of changing his voice. They're thinking of obscuring his individual appearance. I think it's like that Fox show, The Masked Singer.
Yeah.
They're going to put him in some sort of panda bear costume. I don't know exactly what they're going to do.
Wait, is there anybody in this room who doesn't believe that this guy, Trump, already knows who this person is?
Yeah, I think he has a really good idea of it. I would like to make the point that we do not need to know his identity. We don't need him anymore. He is like a tipster to an investigative reporter. He has said, there's something wrong going on. Here's how you can find out about it. He's then spread out a number of sources and documents. And so far, every one of them have checked out. We do not need any whistleblower.
Including the president's own summary that the White House
But released. Here's there the problem. Go. The problem is the person's safety.
That's where I'm going. That's where I'm going, because it's not about the Senate Republicans. It's not about this what the Senate Republicans will do to this person. It's about what social media will do to this person and his family. It's about some nutcase with a gun finding this person and shooting him in defense of the Orange Menace. It's about public safety.
Yes,
of course,
that's the
issue.
Do you remember, Joe was about to say?
You know, do you remember not that long ago, less than a year ago, when there was a guy at an auto parts store that was living out of a van and was sending pipe bombs
to
media outlets and to other people who were negative to the president of the United States.
Right.
This
is what Rosemary is so right. I mean, you don't even have to have this guy testify. He's already started the process, and a lot more knowledgeable of the actual events people with that knowledge are available.
And he has secondhand knowledge. He pointed to all of the sources that have firsthand knowledge.
Right, and Lindsey Graham is now saying if this comes to an impeachment trial, we have to bring him there. No, you really do not.
No,
you
do
not
really
need him. You don't need the alleged second whistleblower who has the firsthand knowledge. The president himself, who's one of the participants, has not just confirmed, he's given lots of evidence of exactly what the whistleblower was pointing out.
You know what I'm thinking about, Rosemary? Right. I'm thinking about that famous time when the guy was yelling at Trump and he had him pulled out of the room. Remember that?
Yes. Yeah.
And
yes,
he said, let him out. And then he said, beat him up.
Right. Yeah.
Because that's what's going on.
And
here.
That's it.
And the second part of that was too, is then I'll pay for your
legal fees.
Yeah, right. But I mean, what it will do very successfully,
which
if this happens to this whistleblower, is that there won't be another whistleblower.
How much, Joe? How much?
$1,000.
What?
All we need.
$1,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Let's go, everybody.
$1,000 in 10 minutes. We can do this.
1-800-323-9262.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. We can. It's really bad.
I'm trying to be positive,
really bad.
Alan.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WMC. 1-800-323-9262. So by 10:30, if all this happens and you do your 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. If all this happens, you'd be at $310,000 in the lockbox, which is really great. So do what you can do in the next moment or two before we end in just
a few minutes
here. So Rosemary mentioned this earlier. Let's just go back to it. Trump taxes. The president ordered to turn over returns to Manhattan DA. Will we ever see them?
Wow, we came a real big step closer to seeing them with yesterday's ruling. It wasn't just that this district court judge made a ruling against Trump, but it was an amazingly strong ruling. Oh, some people were wondering if it was unprecedented, how it would, your appeal, Mr. Trump, is repugnant to our Constitution and our government.
Great. What a great statement.
Yeah. And it now goes to an appeal court. I think he might lose that, and it will go to the Supreme Court. And then we come up against what is, I think, is the real contest, whether a court that's 5-4 in Trump's favor naturally can stay with Trump while making a decision that would be so contrary to the Constitution. I mean, everything in that Constitution is set to make sure that we don't end up with another king, and that's how Trump is acting. So it's such an interesting case.
Well, it would also be very precedent-setting to allow a prosecutor to get personal documents from a president. And there's a lot of things that the president has done just in the last 4 weeks that has put his presidency in peril. I think this tax return thing is more fodder for the Republicans to use as ammo, as, you know, this is a witch hunt. You have to remember this guy, Cy Vance, he had 25 years to get Trump's tax returns. He is a guy who enabled and didn't prosecute Harvey Weinstein for 15 years. He enabled Jeffrey Epstein for 15 years. So this guy, Cy Vance, all of a sudden comes in and wants Trump's tax returns. I think this is taking the message of the media and the Democrats off the bullseye, which is impeachment.
Which is why he is doing it. Let's face it. I mean, I think you make a very good point, and we always have to listen to good points. Cy Vance was in real trouble. Mm-hmm. This gets him out of trouble.
2 minutes, we need you. Help.
How much?
1-800-333-9262.
I don't like Cy Vance, and I cannot defend his record, but they are doing this now because you have a man in jail for the very crime that they are looking at.
That's
Trump
a good
for.
Point.
Cohen is in mm-hmm. court now. There's more than probable cause to get that information.
And this case is about whether Trump's organization violated New York state law when they did the payoffs to Stormy Daniels, the so-called Stormy Daniels, the porn star who says she had sex with Trump. He denies it.
I think it's likely he did it, but this is precedent setting for every White House in the future, every president in the future. Now, there's going to be a Democratic president. They're going to have district attorneys around the country that
but
are going to be demanding documents.
But the presidential candidates have all released their tax returns.
Yeah.
It's
sort
of, 1 minute, not, hurry. Go ahead.
Right. And do you remember the Supreme Court is opposed to...
You can't Google people's tax returns. You can't go and Google Obama's tax returns. They do not release them. They allow reporters to look at summaries of their tax returns.
But more importantly is what this judge wrote. And laying down the argument and laying down the line on the Constitution.
You are so right, because we have all accepted this stupidity from the Justice Department.
That's right.
That
yeah,
you can't convict
a president
or charge
and you can't
a sitting president,
right,
which
and
to
it's
which
not
I
true.
Have always said, let him kill somebody on Fifth Avenue like he says he could,
right, and, let's
and then let's
happens.
Just see whether yeah. that holds up.
This is right. not a Supreme Court that cares about precedent, but even if it were, do you really think they would be against a precedent that says we can criminally investigate the president when warranted? That's such a bad thing to vote for?
1-800-333-9262. We're out of time. I just want to thank everybody. We made it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
We made it.
A
huge thank you to Kimberly Kennedy of Saratoga Springs, New York, a $10,000 challenge. You know, we don't want to be too crass, but, you know, if you want to do what Kimberly did.
Well, by the way, that's how it happened. I asked this morning on 7:45. I said, it went so well yesterday. Does anybody do it? And Kimberly came forward and did it. It was great.
So if you want to come forward... Yeah. We could use it. They work. It's good. So we are now at, with including her $10,000, the lockbox will have $314,421
wow.
in it. So there you go. Thank
Light
you
applause.
To Rosemary, JP, Mike, and Libby. Alan, thank you so much, and we'll be back right after this.